It was good to be here, and it is good to be here to share one with another something precious. Something precious that you cannot find anywhere else except another Bible student convention. We share a treasure that is so precious, each of us would give our lives for. Think of that. How sweet that is. We learned in our sessions of instruction words that our Lord has prepared. Brethren, we being the Saskatoon brethren and the Berean brethren, did not pick this theme text. Lord picked this theme text and induced it into our minds because this is what we need now. You can tell from the services that were brought forward, each of them. We were speaking about this the other night. In carpentry, it's called dovetailing. And it is an astounding thing that happens with conventions because the Lord supervises these. The Lord puts these together. We have a very great privilege in this country and in the country south of still gathering without hassle. We can discuss doctrines. Perhaps we don't agree on all of them. The basics we have in our hearts and we share them like we were born together. And this is that sharing, that common union that the apostle spoke of. We are allowed that freedom to look at God's word, God's promises, God's providences, share them in testimony, share them in fellowship one with another, because the Heavenly Father has arranged it. And we have to thank the Heavenly Father for this arrangement. Do you feel energized? Do you feel recharged? Are you going like the energy bunny going, beating on the drum? It sounded like that from the door. That's what we came here for, is a recharge. And goodness gracious, I can speak from experience, I really needed to step off the planet. NASA spent millions, if not billions of dollars to get someone off the planet. You just have to come to a Bible student convention like this one and you would accomplish that. We thank all who had a part in this convention. And believe me, all of you had a part in this convention. The planning, the preparation started far in advance of this date. We thank our Heavenly Father for sparking the minds of our speakers to write as they did, to put together the thoughts as they did, and then to have the Heavenly Father work these. So, as you know, sometimes the word that you write on the page is not the word that is delivered at the convention. And why is that? Because the Lord is in supervision. The Lord knows what you need and I need at a certain time. How many of you can say, gee whiz, how did that brother know what I'm going through? I didn't tell anybody. You must have told the Lord, though, because, goodness, you know, that answer is there. So we thank our speakers for their labors of love on our behalf. On behalf of the Berean class and the Saskatoon class, we're overjoyed that we can share these many blessings with each other. We thank the Heavenly Father and our Lord Jesus for all things added. You know, Solution 828, all things, we thank Him for the rain. It brought us closer together, didn't it? It allowed service to hold an umbrella for your brother, to protect him from the rain. The small things are often overlooked. The Lord doesn't overlook a single thing. You know why? Because He loves each and every one of you. He doesn't care how many hairs you lose. He cares how you lose them. And we're just thankful to Him for this opportunity of sharing this time, definitely reviewing this wonderful scripture. And the brethren did a wonderful job of reviewing that for me. You know, I was thinking last night, how am I possibly going to bring together all of the wonderful discourses and the thoughts and the testimony and sum up the convention? The brethren have done that today, and we're thankful to them. The brethren who will receive cards will thank you. Through the Lord, they'll thank you. The brethren that are online, that are able to attend this convention without really being here, a virtual brother, will thank you through the Heavenly Father. And each of us in our hearts as we go home and perhaps take advantage of the recording of the messages and digest them thoroughly, will say, man, that tasted really good. Our digestive mind will go through them and pick out those points that perhaps because of tiredness or distraction we would miss at the convention. This is a blessing of technology that's used in a proper way. And it's marvelous that we can share this, not just in this room, but out to the world. We're joyed at that, brethren. And we're thankful that we could have any part in the convention. We thank the wonderful talents of the brethren playing here. It's just wonderful to, like I said, they should be paid. It's just marvelous to hear the harmony and the quality of the hymns. It induces you to praise the Heavenly Father more. You sing a little louder. You sing a little harder in getting that pitch. So all of these joys are just welling our hearts up. I know mine is definitely welling up with thanks to the Heavenly Father for this opportunity. We'd like to leave you with a chapter in Jude. Can you guess which chapter? Verses 17 to 25, and if I may read them. But you, beloved, ought to remember the words that were spoken beforehand by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, that they were saying to you, in the last times there shall be mockers following their own ungodly lusts. These are ones who cause division, world-mindedness, devoid of the Spirit. But you, brethren, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life. Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of His glory and blameless, glory, blameless with great joy, To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, authority, before all time and now and forever. Amen. Brethren, we invite each of you, if we can, before we sing hymn 64, to share in our convention echoes or your thoughts. You know, the Heavenly Father needs some feedback too, you know. Do we have a microphone that we can use in that case? So it's kind of that back to that question. What did you learn? I learned something very, very energizing. Can I share that with you? Brother Tim took such a load off my mind. Goodness, you know, you think you're going south in Alzheimer's because you can't remember names. I can remember license plates. I can remember numbers. I can remember faces. Names. Thank you, brother. That's what I learned. I'm very thankful for that because I don't have to beat myself up anymore. Who has the microphone? Okay, what did you learn? We'll open the floor. Connie over here would like to comment.
Besides the fact that there's a reason we can't remember names, and this was again to Brother Tim, was the fact that in his discourse he pointed out that it wasn't as important that we reach, the Lord does not expect perfection. He expects to see growth. And that's very important. I'll pass it to Winnie.
That was kind of interesting, being put on the spot. Okay. Actually, I learned a lot of things this weekend. I learned of my shortcomings, where I'm lacking, where I have to make improvements. And I double-checked to see if it was fruits or fruit. And it is fruit. So some of the handouts that our class has had in the last couple of years when we were studying the fruits of the Spirit should be corrected. And so I really appreciate the thought that, you know, we can't hobby horse so much on one thing or another, but we are to develop a rounded character. And I have probably excerpts of, you know, all the discourses a little bit, you know, but we like to have a CD in our car that just goes around and around until we really kind of exhaust that one discourse. And so we will be doing that with these discourses. Really appreciate it this weekend. It was just what I needed.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Winnie. We may do that. Pass it around.
I think what I've learned is that there's a maturity that has blossomed in everyone here, everyone in this area, and we notice it fully and completely, yeah, because we took this challenge of the fruit of the Spirit, and we had in Detroit been doing it for years now. We just finished with Galatians not too long ago, and so we do know that you have made a very mature in my view, and in everyone's view, a very mature harvest from this topic. You've harvested it completely, as completely as we can for now, until the Lord has something else for us to pick up. But I think the most I actually was going to quote from Hebrews. What did we learn? I learned, why did I find myself turning to Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verse 22? If you want to, you could right now. Hebrews 12, 21. We learned briefly that Moses, at a time when traveling through the wilderness, he just had a terrible time. And the mountains were cracking and lightnings and all kinds of troubles were around him. But actually we found out, and it says verse 21, Hebrews 12, 21, and so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. What I find out is that we have ammunition against fear. Because once we begin to control ourselves, in fact, the word behaving really means two little words, be having. You have yourself, you have some control over yourself, and there is nothing that people want more than to be, as they say, cool, in control, and they have harvested something that's of value, and they can use it. So verse 22 says, this whole group, if I could go even a little verse by verse, but ye, Paul tells us, but ye are come unto Mount Zion. You have arrived at where the Lord wants you to be. And that's what I think is happening here. I'm really so happy for everyone. And unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. Are we not so close to almost perfect understanding of what the new Jerusalem is and what it will be? That I'm sure we're very encouraged. But it also says we come to an innumerable company of angels. Angels means messengers, doesn't it? So we have, through 2 Peter, we have more than ample instruction, the angels. And it goes on, I won't go too far, but it says, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn. Who do we want to be? We want to be of that church of the firstborn, whose names, which are written in heaven, as it says, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. That's speaking of our potential and our promised perfection, if we're faithful. So we have so much to be thankful for. Verse 24, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, announcing the advance of the God's plan. It's just amazing. And to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Well, it would take a while to go through that, but most important thing, and I would close with one thing that I was called to my attention, and that is that this is a very, what we call, productive and very utilitarian work. We are being trained, and it comes to mind when we think of the tabernacle and the way the treatment was given of the tabernacle in this convention, that we are in training. We're not our own. The truth belongs to our Heavenly Father and to our Lord Jesus. But we are willing servants, humble, trying to be as humble and as disciplined as we possibly can. That's what I've learned. That's what I've been reminded of. Why? It's for the teaching of the future. So that we might be worthy to be able to be of use to the Heavenly Father. Thank you for the chance to speak.
Thank you, Brother
Andy. May the Lord bless you all.
You know, when Brother was speaking, when Brother George Balko was speaking, you reminded us of a text that Moses said to Joshua just before they were going to go into the land. It's found in Deuteronomy 31. Now I lost it here. Verse 8. And the Lord is the one who goes ahead of you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. What a wonderful instruction. We're ready. Well, at least we think we're ready, but we leave that in the Lord's hands of the timing when we can say, yes, we're in the kingdom. Thank you, Lord. The kingdom arrangement we can now bring to the world. Anyone else? Brother Adam here, and sister, Brother Adam first. He has a quick hand.
Dear Brother Jerry and dear friends, I too want to join the others in giving thanks to all of you for coming to our convention and sharing so many wonderful things with us. It's kind of difficult to really express adequately the joy that we have in our hearts. You kind of prepare for the convention and you plan for it. And when it comes, it goes very quickly. Now we only have the memory of the convention. You still hear the many smiling faces of the brethren. We've met some new brethren, which is a wonderful experience. I think that in itself is wonderful to see these jewels that Malachi talks about, that the Lord would have these jewels gathered and prepared, and they would be tested and tried like refiner's fire, preparing them for their position in the kingdom. So there's so many things I can thank my Heavenly Father as a result of this convention. 2 Peter 1:5-8, I might add about three more verses onto that, because that, in my mind, kind of completes this, what Peter's saying, because he said, if you have all these things and you keep adding and ending with love, then he says, you will have the proper knowledge of Jesus Christ. And then he goes on a little further saying that if these things yet abound in your heart, you will eventually have an abundant entrance into the kingdom of God. And really, to me, this is one of my favorite scriptures. I have quite a few others, but this one to me is like a formula for success. I feel if I can use this as a formula recipe as to what is really required, and it can do, because Peter says it'll lead you to an abundant entrance into the kingdom. So I'm thankful for all of the seven brethren that spoke on in the various symposiums on this text and enlightened it and helped us understand better what is really required. So I look forward to using that knowledge and progressing in the days ahead, when you have free time, think upon what they said. And of course, the other discourse is also all beautifully tied in with this theme of the convention. So I want to thank all of you. We're very happy. We have our daughter, Karen, from Chicago, spending her time. She came about June 15th, I believe, and spent a lot of time with us. And when we had other brethren, Connie came out, Sister Connie, and Sylvia, and Diane, and others that were helping out. And so we want to thank all of the brethren that were helping out so wonderfully, assisting, not sparing their energy to help out. And we certainly want to thank again, and I so much enjoyed the music, the orchestra here. Somebody, I think Brother Tim mentioned, he has seven-piece orchestra. yeah, they're just a beautiful. I love music, and I love hymns. To me, that's like praises unto my Heavenly Father flowing constantly. So I thank all of you. I want to thank my Heavenly Father for being able to have fellowship with most of you. And I pray that your trip will be back under the guidance of our Heavenly Father, that you will arrive safely in your homes, and that in the future we will see you again. May the Lord bless you.
Thank you, Brother Adam. And I gather this is your suggestion for the theme text of next year, verse 9, 10, and 11 of 1 Peter, or 2 Peter, sorry. Sister Rita, you had your hand up.
Wanted to quickly say that I appreciated this list of supplements to our faith. I was recently at my great nephew's graduation, and I was observing all of these young students getting their rewards, their scholarships, their awards, their good conduct, citizenship, all the aspects that they give students nowadays. And I marveled at it, and I thought, and there were about four or five of them that actually won 2 to 4 to 5 awards each. And so they were exemplary students. And I thought, that's exactly what we have to do. We have to be exemplary, because otherwise we're either going to be of the bride or we're going to be the bridesmaids. And, those last words over here, ineffective and unproductive, we don't want to be that. And it's easy to fall into that, because all the flesh can drag us down and say, well, it's no use trying. But, you know, it's the ones that are going to work hard are the ones that are going to gain that high reward. So those are my observations.
Thank you, Sister Rita. Sister Debbie there? Sister Debbie there?
Sister Debbie, I'd like to thank each and every one of you. So we're just going to leave here right away. I wanted to say bye for everybody, but I hate this. Thank you, Brother Tim, for making me realize that the fruit of the Spirit make a lovely cake. But as a child, I used to absolutely hate fruitcake. And there was one thing that really turned me off was, you know what, brethren, we have to watch for that nut that's in that fruitcake, because that's what really turned me off. So like I say, with the fruit of the Spirit, we have to watch how we make our cake in life and what is put in and what is mixed in. Also, one little thing I like to say with Brother George's talk, it was cute when he said that these gems and marbles in life, the marble game that we play, we have to make sure we don't lose all our marbles, because God is watching with that large marble in the middle. And so we have to keep that special bag and keep it close to our heart with all those tiny gems. And I'd like to thank Sue and Ben for putting us up and the lovely meals that were prepared for us. So I love you all. The Lord be with you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Debbie. You know, for those of you who remember Brother Charlie Chambers, he came out with a term, you have a haversack on your back, and you gather along your way, you gather these jewels, these promises, and you put them in your backpack. And when you can't find any, gosh golly, you just take out a few and enjoy them. Refresh, be refreshed by them. I always appreciated that. That's how old I am. Brother Don was next.
Thank you, dear brethren. And yeah, one super thing I think this convention has done for me, and we're looking forward to exercising this.
is one of the difficulties that we've had pretty much all our life is impatience toward mechanical, broken things. And we've really been going through an experience in the last about 4 months with machines that we got from China that we have to retrofit our power supplies onto, only we're having to radically fix them first. And what I'm impatient with is not the fact that the machines are messed up. It's my impatience with me trying to fix it. And and the Lord's really providing that not only are those machines broke, but every tool that I go to use to try to fix it, computers, machines, they're all broken. I got to fix them before I can even... And I needed that experience because of self-control. I think I'm realizing from this wonderful study here that that's what I need. And I've always appreciated a comment in the July 3rd manna. We can tell when we've reached the mark of perfect love when we can take the oppositions of the world, the world, the adversary, and our own fallen flesh patiently, uncomplainingly, unmurmuringly, and the really big one, joyfully, as part of the disciplinary experience meted out to us by our all-wise and all-loving Lord. And one of the things we were going to share in our brotherly kindness study that I didn't get to, and when I noticed it afterwards, I thought, oh, I really wanted to share this blessing I had gotten with the brethren. And we've shared it in fellowship now with a few brethren with the realization it's for me. And so I think the Lord was putting an exclamation on it. And that's in the sixth volume on the study on brotherly love and perfect love. Brother Russell uses a word that I had no idea what it meant before, and it's magnanimity. And our Heavenly Father and our Lord Jesus have magnanimity toward us. But then he talks about our enemies and that in our temptations that we will have, especially after we've reached the mark of perfect love, that there'll be besetments which will come against us in respect to our enemies, which are our own fallen flesh is one of them, after we have learned to love them, suggesting to us that there are exceptional cases and that our magnanimity toward them should have its limitations. So I ended up, okay, what's magnanimity that I'm supposed to have here? And what really, really helps is a statement the brethren made in this. There is no excuse for lack of self-control. I think that's going to tremendously help me. And here's what magnanimity is. And this is what our Lord and our Heavenly Father exercised toward us, and we need to exercise it toward our enemies. Jesus died on the cross for this. Greatness of mind, that elevation or dignity of soul, doesn't that just put you in another place? Which encounters danger and trouble with tranquility and firmness, which raises the possessor above revenge, makes him delight in acts of benevolence, which makes him disdain injustice and meanness, and prompts him to sacrifice personal ease, interest, and safety for the accomplishment of useful and noble objects. Our Lord Jesus died for the ungodly joyfully. He, safety-wise, gave his own life for us. And what an encouragement this is, and there is no excuse for self-control. And I really, 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 really appreciate this because I've fought this for a long, long time in this old flesh, and I hope this is going to help me overcome. Thank you. And thank all of you, my brethren, too. You're a huge help in this category, too. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Don. Brethren, we have time for one more. Sister Jean.
Dear brethren, first of all, I do want to thank the brethren here in Saskatchewan for putting on such a lovely convention. We truly appreciate it. We love you all very much. And I don't think the love from Winnipeg was sent, and the class voted twice, and everybody then came up individually. And so Sister Mary Olchwe wanted her love sent. Brother Fred wanted, Horechuk wanted his love sent. Brother Ed Nowicki. Brother Greg Carpenter, Sister Sharon and Brother Greg Gowerlick, Brother Alan Gowerlick, Harvey and Sister Emily Plachinski, she used to be Dulo, Brother Joe Chirac and his mother, Sister Kay, and I think all the rest of us were here, but they all, Dustin Bethany sent their love, but they were all thinking of all of you. Just my thoughts about this convention. I found this to be a very balanced convention, balanced for me personally, because what makes up a good convention for me is that it has new and different things, and it has some old things that I know have to be brought back to my mind. And so for the new and different thoughts, I have some things to look up on Galatians, and I have some things to look up in Leviticus on the peace offerings, and I am looking forward to that. I like that. As to the old, old story kind of thoughts that were given this weekend, I really appreciated the discourses and emphasis on the kingdom by Brother Brian and also on the resurrection. And to be reminded of how those two essential doctrines are to be a motivation to us was very encouraging to me. And I think the enthusiasm of the speakers, you can see that that truly is their motivation. I appreciated that. And then also something that was part of this old, old story that we need to hear again and again was the encouragement we need along the narrow way from the precious promises. And so I appreciated Brother Don's talk on that, recalling to mind what has been promised will be achieved, and also Brother George's discourse today about those gems of promises that are ours if we take them. So I felt that this was very balanced for me, and I really enjoyed and want to thank the brothers for their efforts along that line. One last thought thing that I'd like to bring out is we just talked to Jason Boychuk, and Sister Lil Boychuk has been released from the hospital, so she's back home in Waka. We're planning on visiting her tomorrow, so perhaps the brethren would like to send their love to her.
That seems to be unanimous as well, brethren. We'd like to bring out, as we travel distances far, far from here in different directions, would the brethren like to signify their love be carried by those and passed to those that they meet with? Thank you, brethren. Your love is appreciated. Brother Randy?
Brother Jerry, could I express that I also learned from nature, from the animals, during this convention, because if I were a cat and I heard a wonderful spirit and music coming from a room, I would do the same thing. If I'm out in the cold or if I'm lonely at home, I would walk through here and fully expect pets and admiration and some oohs and ahs and isn't he cute. And I would also, if I were a dog and I knew in the garage where the food is being prepared, I went in there and I saw a pound of butter, I too would take that pound of butter as the most wonderful morsel and I would just gobble it up. And that's what we're doing. That's what we are doing in both the case of the cat and in the case of Zeke. So my appreciation, Lord, your even nature listens to you.
Thank you.